Can't you see it? The world running on EVs and renewable energy? Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
What's next for the Raiders now that they fired Antonio Pierce? And what role will Tom Brady have in this process as the reports, the rumors, the speculation circulate? It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, online at A-Law Radio, our Facebook page as well. We're pleased to welcome Hondo Carpenter, Sports Illustrated insider, joining us from Las Vegas. So many questions about this team, Hondo. But when you think about the Antonio Pierce truncated era, why ultimately did Mark Davis decide he's not the right guy for the job?
You know, Amy, the biggest reason that franchises fail or succeed is either a lack of commitment to their identity or a total commitment to their identity. And I've covered the Raiders. This is now my sixth year. And I said to Antonio Pierce recently before he was terminated, I said, the only consistency in my beat coverage with you has been inconsistency. And that's been the story. And one of the things that I have literally been heralding to Raider Nation is that a quarterback and a new coach are not going to fix this organization. They have to determine who they are, what they are, and then develop a roadmap to get there. I think one of the best things that I have had a front row seat to watching is the metamorphosis of Mark Davis. And as I've gotten to know Mark and have watched him change, this is a man who I believe would give up, you know, probably an $8 billion worth net worth if you said, okay, you can have $1 million and walk away, but you'll win a Super Bowl. That is his total focus now. It's why Tom Brady is here. Tom Brady's not come in, has not been brought in to be a minority owner and sit passively by and be thankful that he's an owner of a team. He brought him in because Mark Davis understands he's the greatest football player of our lifetime. Yeah. And I want that around my organization. And so as they begin to do a dive into their organization to look at it, and it appeared to them that they didn't feel like they could get to where they wanted to go with Antonio Pierce at the helm, and they made the decision. But I'm going to tell you, this is going to be a massive decision for Tom Brady. And make no mistake, there's going to be other influences, but Tom Brady is the loudest voice in the room.
Wow.
And one thing that I feel like people need to understand, though, this isn't Tom Brady coming in and running over Mark Davis. Nobody runs over Mark Davis. I have really grown to respect him and to think very highly of him. And I've got a chance to watch him grow. And Tom Brady has that voice because Mark Davis, more than anything else, wants to win. Raider Nation is very frustrated and angry. And they have every right, because for decades now, this organization has told them our motto is just win and commitment to excellence. And all they've done is lose and been committed to mediocrity. And Mark Davis now understood, and he was able to align himself with Tom Brady and with Richard Seymour. And now there is that. And I think this is going to be a massive dispensational shift for this organization. That's not a slam on Antonio Pierce. I made this comment the other day. I was talking to a Raider player right after we reported about Antonio being fired. And I said, if you drive a beautiful Cadillac Escalade truck and your transmission goes out, and you go and buy a Ferrari transmission and try to put it in the Escalade, it's not going to work. It doesn't mean that either don't have value. It just means it didn't fit. And clearly they felt there wasn't a fit, but it wasn't a slam on the value of Antonio Pierce. It was this organization, to where they want to go, to what they want to do, felt like they've got to get everything on track. I believe when this is all said and done, they're going to hire an experienced coach. But what are they doing? They're throwing a net wide. You know, we broke a story tonight that they reached out. They want to get permission to interview the Baltimore Ravens offensive coordinator. They're doing both of the Lions, Spags from Kansas City. You know, they're going to go after, and they're going to interview some guys that aren't super experienced. So you may say, well, why do you think they'll pick an experienced guy? Because I think that's what they want. But they also want to be wise enough, like the Pittsburgh Steelers were when they brought in a young Mike Tomlin, who wowed them. And they were Tomlin. And that's a saying in among the league, and I've heard that at the owners' meetings. And I think they're willing to be Tomlin. And, okay, you know what? This is what we think we want. But sometimes, you know, life works in a way where you find out, okay, what I thought I wanted wasn't what I needed. And so I think that's exactly where they're at right now. And I've had a lot of people say, you know, do you think it's a slam on Antonio Pierce? No. Do I think Antonio did a lot of things right? I absolutely do. Do I think there were mistakes? 100%. But when you hire a rookie coach, you get rookie mistakes. And, you know, I've only seen one rookie in the NFL, coach or player, who was almost perfect, and that was Brock Bowers. And other than that, the reality is, Amy, that, you know, this organization is making a dispensational shift. And I certainly understand why Raider Nation is so frustrated. They are literally, and I'm not a fan, they are literally the most amazing fans in the sports world. And they are incredibly loyal. I shared this with you privately once, Amy. I had a woman in her 90s stop me at a grocery store, a Smith's grocery store in Henderson, Nevada, and wanted to break down how one of the safeties' feet were out of position. They know the game. They're like St. Louis Cardinals baseball fans. They're like Laker fans in the NBA, Nebraska football fans in college. They're just those elite type of people that know the game. And so this organization, there's a light at the end of the tunnel, and for the first time, it may not be a train, and I think it's fascinating to watch.
The reports that Brady and Belichick, Bill Belichick, were having conversations about Belichick potentially becoming the next head coach. Now, you debunked that and said that there's something other than that that was spurring this conversation. What do you know about Brady and Belichick and any involvement?
Well, you're right. We did debunk that. We broke the story today. A source with direct knowledge of the conversation told us that the farther Belichick and Brady get away from working together, that there is an immense respect between the two for what the other brought to the other's life. And now it's a very respectful, good relationship. And so Brady was literally picking his brain about the process, you know, explaining what are some things you look for? What are some things? And to their credit, you know, I think they both realized that they were better together, and now they're able to accept it. It's like a couple that ends up getting divorced and has children, but realizes, you know what, we're adults and this is about our kids, not us anymore. We're not married and they're able to get along because they love their kids. I think they understand there was a divorce, but that tremendous respect, and Belichick was willing to talk to Tom and give him some wisdom, and Tom was willing to be why Tom is great, because it isn't a pride issue, and he was willing to swallow his pride and talk to him, and Bill was willing to help. And it's one thing to go down to the bar and ask the guys at the bar for financial advice. It's another to go into your Merrill Lynch or whoever your financial advisor is that has an investment book of a couple of billion dollars and a proven track record of 30 years and then get it there. And I think that's exactly what Tom is doing. And that's why I think Tom is elite in every area of his life, why he hates mediocrity and why I believe that is coming to the Raiders.
Hondo Carpenter is now into year number 6 as a Raiders insider for Sports Illustrated, and he joins us here after hours with Amy Lawrence. Whether it's defensive or offensive side of the ball, you talk about identity. What type of an identity are they looking for with this new head coach?
That's going to be the fascinating thing. Patrick Graham has not been good for the Raiders since he got here. He has been exceptional. I think it is a travesty that man is not a head coach in the National Football League, and he is in my opinion, an exceptional defensive coordinator. When you look at all of the injuries the Raiders sustained this year of superstars, and yet still that defense was very, very good, is amazing. The Raiders always want to play tough defense. They always want to play a tough offensive game. They want to be able to, you know, beat you up in a plethora of different ways. I think, and I've reported this back in September, I was asked in my weekly question and answer article about if Antonio Pierce were removed, who do I think the Raiders would hire? And the name I kept hearing was Mike Vrabel. To the Patriots' credit, they moved quickly away from Gerard Mayo because they wanted to get in on Mike Vrabel before the Raiders did. And so I don't think that Vrabel's out. I'm hearing from people around the league, they think he's going to end up with the Patriots. Now, I still believe Tom Brady can sell anybody anything, so I'm not in any way saying I don't think it would happen. I think Vrabel, though, is a guy that they're extremely interested in. But here's what I would tell you, Amy, that I've talked to a bunch of people who are close to Tom. It's somebody that has to be brilliant. I don't think they're married to an offensive or a defensive guy. It's somebody that has to be savantish when it comes to the game. Somebody that understands the nuances. Somebody that understands the little parts of the game. Those are the things that drive Brady crazy. I was talking to someone today who was on the coaching staff when he played. And he told a story. This guy was on the defensive coaching staff in New England, about how Tom went up in the middle of a game, coming off the field at halftime, and didn't rip, but was really getting into one of the coaches for some mistakes a defense was making. And the guy walked in the locker room and told somebody else, and they're like, yeah, that's Tom, man. He knows everybody, what everybody's supposed to do. Tom likes to surround himself with those kind of people, guys that understand the game. If you are a great defensive coach, great. He wants you to be a great team in special teams, offense, and defense. So if you are only a defensive mind, so Bill Belichick, there's none of us that would argue that he's not one of the greatest defensive minds in the history of the National Football League, but he also was an exceptional offensive mind and special teams. So they're going to be looking for somebody like that. Now, probably that's going to end up with an experienced coach. But again, they're open to being Tomlin. They're open to getting somebody who's young, but who absolutely can pass that. I asked a person today who knows Tom very well, what do you think someone getting interviewed by in a room with Tom Brady in there is going to experience? And he said, it is going to be like a colon rectal exam. And I said, can you explain it? He said, yes. He said, Tom is going to push them. He wants to know, do you know the game? Do you understand the game? Do you understand the little parts of the game? I had another person tell me that one thing the Raiders need to be prepared for is that eventually Tom is going to go through the entire franchise, from the janitors and security people to PR to people that sell seats, to every area of the organization, and look at it and study it. Not look at it and just make an opinion. He's going to study it. Are these people performing at a championship level? And they said, because Tom understands that to win at the level he wants, it absolutely everybody's got to be on the same page. And you may remember when he left Tampa Bay, there was some talk of some of his former teammates about football being fun again. And Tom's answer was, I thought winning was fun. Because when you are one of those elite men at who play at an elite level, or elite women, I was with Simone Biles last time. I mean, she's that. When you're around those elite people, that's how they live. It's how they run their life, Amy. And that is what Tom Brady is going to bring to the Raiders. I said this yesterday, and I'll say it to you. They're not talking about it anymore when it comes to commitment to excellence and just win. Now they're going to be about it. And I think it's going to be a holistic change. I think it's going to be Hurricane Brady. In fact, I'm working on an article right now on the coming Hurricane Brady and how Tom is going to bring to that organization the joy is winning. And if you can find joy in it and not win, why are you doing this? Go do something else. Mm. And I think that's what they're looking for. So I don't think, and I've asked several people, I don't think it's a commitment to a defensive coach or an offensive coach. I think they're committed to find somebody that knows the game. They want to be smart. They want to do smart things. You'll appreciate this. Brian Hoyer, the longtime NFL quarterback and is a dear friend of Tom Brady's and just a great friend of mine. And I asked him once, what did you learn most from Tom? And I'll never forget his answer. He said, Tom pays attention to not just the small details. He pays attention to the biggest details too. Now, I thought that was unique. And I said, can you explain to that? I thought everybody pays attention to detail. And he goes, no. He goes, sometimes people just take the big details for granted. Oh, everyone's going to know that. And you know, it made me think of John Wooden, first day of practice every year, taught his guys how to put their socks on. And he just goes, Tom taught me that the big details and the little details, all details matter. And that's what Tom Brady is going to bring to the Las Vegas Raiders, is that commitment. And you know what? Credit Mark Davis, that's what he wants. It's where he is. He has built the most, you know, the Raiders are flush with cash. They have the nicest facility in the NFL for practice, headquarters, and the best stadium, in my opinion. I've been to them all, and I'm not a fan. And he's done everything right business-wise. And now they're going to get the football thing right. And I think it's going to be fascinating.
Well, Hondo, that's all conceptual until they have the quarterback who can implement it on the field. So what do they do at Tom Brady's former position?
Well, I would say this to you first and foremost, is if they're not convinced that there is a in the NFL, Amy, there's a term called a dude. It's used by general managers and scouts, and it's for a guy that they can't miss at. And for years, one of the areas where the Raiders have been horrible is drafting. Now, to the credit of Dave Ziegler and now Tom Telesco, that's changed under those two men. But they're going to look and say, is there a guy at the top of the draft, they pick six, who we think is a franchise guy? Because you can't gamble with pick six. You can't gamble. I'm going to go back to last year. The Raiders were not able to go up and get a quarterback.
Right.
So they're sitting there at 13, and teams are furiously calling, trying to trade up and get Brock Bowers. Going into the draft, they had three people that they thought were dudes, just guys that couldn't miss. Joe Alt, Brock Bowers, and Talise Fuaga. All three have had great rookie years. And they thought all three were elite. But Joe Alt and Brock Bowers to them were the two best players in the draft. So they're sitting there at 13, and they wanted a quarterback, but no one would trade. And so they're watching the draft board fall down, and all of a sudden people are wanting to furiously get up and get 13. And people made them offers commiserate to Jimmy Johnson's trade chart of what 13 should cost. But they understood you're not trading for pick 13 because there's a guy on the board that we think is worth one. So if you don't want to give us one, we're going to take Brock Bowers. And it was a brilliant draft last year by Tom Telesco. Brilliant draft. He didn't have a good draft. You go down and look top to bottom, he had a brilliant draft. And so they're going to look and say, is there a guy here that at six is a can't miss? Now, maybe there's a guy at one that they think is, but they don't think they can get him at six. They'll move up. But if they're not convinced that there is a can't miss there, they're either going to trade back or use the pick for who they think is a can't miss. They know you can't win in this league without a franchise quarterback. But they also know you can't win in this league by gambling with your first round picks. And so if the guy's not there, they'll look at, is there somebody later in the draft that we can draft? Remember where Brady was picked. You know, he's not married. He watched a lot of guys go one who failed in this league. And so, but their belief is they've got to identify either a rookie, a free agent, or maybe there's a guy sitting on a bench somewhere who they think is special but hasn't had a chance to develop. I'm going to tell you this, and I think you'll get a kick out of this. I was told by someone in the organization, they don't have an answer yet of what they're going to do as quarterback. That's a long way away because right now they're committed to setting a vision, because where there's no vision, where there's no vision, franchises die.
Right.
And so they're trying to set the vision, then who's the coach to fit the vision, and then great, we'll go through, get ready for free agency and start looking at scouting and everything else. They are pumping the brakes, understanding you can't rush the process.
And certainly the Chiefs have raised the bar so high, but now you've got Jim Harbaugh and you've got Sean Payton in the division as well. So I like what you have to say about them looking for an experienced coach who recognizes the way to hit the ground running. And certainly we'll have the help of what is a high-profile champion in that front office. At Hondo Carpenter, he covers the Raiders for SI and has the It's Daily podcast, right?
Yes, ma'am. 7 days a week.
So that Raider Nation can get its fix. Well, Happy New Year to you. It's always great to connect with you, and thanks so much for the intel.
I appreciate it, ma'am. Have a wonderful night.